A man walked 75 miles to plead for his enemy's life.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
During the American Revolution, an old preacher, Peter Miller, was a friend of George Washington. He had an enemy by the name of Whitman. Whitman was in custody for treason and facing execution. Miller walked 75 miles to plead with George Washington to spare his enemy's life. Thinking he was pleading for a friend, Washington said, "I can't grant you the life of your friend." "Friend?" said the old preacher. "He's my worst enemy." "What?" asked Washington. "You walked 75 miles to plead for your enemy? Well, in that case, I'll grant your request." In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus tells us to love our enemies, to pray for those who persecute us. By doing so, we will be acting as true children of our Father in heaven. He gives sunlight to both the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust alike. Jesus said, "If you love only those who love you, what reward is there for that? Even the worst sinners do that much. If you are kind only to your friends, how are you different from anyone else?" He said, we ought to be perfect or mature or whole as our Father in heaven is perfect. In saying we should love our enemies, Jesus turned society's values upside down. Just think, if more people practice this, we could reduce violence all over our world.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.